Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight's Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 30 is rather intense. It's God's word spoken by him to the prophet Isaiah, meant to be spoken as a warning to God's people, Israel. These words most likely occurred before the northern kingdom's fall to the Assyrian Empire, circa 722 BC. And these words of Isaiah describe the northern kingdom Israelites to a T. They are a rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, "Do not see," and to the prophets, "Do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy illusions. Leave the way. Turn aside from the path, and let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel." Israelites had become a rebellious people. Time and time again, their king set up false gods for them to worship. And over again, the leaders of the people made alliances with pagan nations instead of trusting in their God as their ultimate king and protector. They were prime for destruction and for exile. While those words of Isaiah certainly describe that northern kingdom of Israel at that time, those words also describe all sinners of the whole world at all times. You and I would likewise do well to take them to heart, as painful as they may be. Rebellious people, going against the very good things God has established for us as his people. Lying children. You may know how hard it is for kids to tell the truth all the time. But adults fail there too, telling ourselves we're really better than we actually are. We are good enough for God to love us. There are always parts of God's law that we stumble over. Luther counseled that if you did not feel your need for the Lord's Supper, that you should compare yourself and your doings to the Ten Commandments. Consider your vocation in light of all that God instructs. Have you abstained from all those things that God has commanded you not to do? And have you actively done all that God has called you to do? The kings and the rulers of Israel and the Judeans are known in the scriptures for refusing to accept the words of the prophets. Rather than bow to God's will in humility to God, those people would command the silence of the prophets. Give us only what we want to ear, scratch us where we itch. That should sound familiar too. Religious leaders in Jesus' day could not handle his word of truth, so they had him crucified. Religious leaders also in Stephen's time could not handle his stinging accusations against them, so they stoned him to death as well. You and I are those people too, in our sin, in our desire to avoid accusation, to avoid condemnation from God. But God promises that in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Repent of your sins, Christ calls us to do. Listen to God's call to confess your sins, to receive the forgiveness he so graciously and richly offers you. Simply all you need to do is admit that you were wrong, that you are a sinner, that you need God to help you. The Israelites of old fought against that in their old Adam. Not all of them all the time, but many of them. So much so that they warranted their conquering and their exile as God's people. God's call remains the same. If we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Salvation, returning, rest, quietness, trust are what God longs for you to have from Him. And so God has then brought you to that point of trusting in Him for your eternal life, for your salvation. And so now you confess your sins to Him and receive forgiveness. You trust that His word to you is true. Even though admitting guilt for rebellion, guilt for lying, guilt for sin is risky, it's embarrassing, it is right to do. God promises grace and every blessing to those who do repent, turning to Him for their help and their salvation. In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus has covered you with His grace, with His mercy, His love. And in His supper, He feeds you with the medicine of immortality, medicine that heals you of your sins, of doubt, of despair, drawing you ever closer to Jesus Himself, to His love for you. In Christ, your salvation is sure as He was born of Mary in Bethlehem, as sure as He was crucified for you on Calvary, as sure as He is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Throughout the Old Testament, it's quite clear that the people of Israel have had a very checkered past. In and out of faithfulness to God, good kings and bad kings, freedom and slavery. When things have been so up and down for so long, you yearn for a change, for peace, for a new beginning. That beginning for the Israelites is promised in the coming of their Messiah. But it's not a beginning that will gain for them once more a small piece of the world that they had under King David. It's actually a beginning that will win for them so much more. Rather than merely a piece of this earth, God has promised the whole world as the inheritance to His meek ones. All kingdoms, all planets, all of creation falls under the rule, the authority of Jesus Christ. And His kingdom, His rule, His reign are what is promised as the new beginning for all who trust in Him. And with that promise of a new beginning comes a new and certain hope, a hope that is sure of things not yet seen. When you think about something good that might be coming to you, something that you might like to have, you start to get more and more excited about it as you think of the possibilities that exist. But oftentimes in this life, as that excitement builds, our excitement usually overmatches the reality of what actually is. But when you ponder eternal life, you cannot get too excited. Your idea of how good life forever with Jesus can be will not even come close to how great it will actually be. That is the hope then that fills you, the desire for what is still to come. It will be great. It will be beyond your ability to envision, and it will be yours, for Christ our Lord has given it freely to you. You receive all of that All of the good things of Christ, forgiveness, eternal life in his kingdom, salvation by faith, trust in Jesus. Now, this last year for you, for me, has had its shares of ups and downs. They all do, and they all will. You may or may not make resolutions for yourself for the new year. But you know, and I know, we always have room for improvement. That is for sure and remains the same. But no matter what the new year does indeed hold for you, no matter what changes you may go through as a person or your family endures, know that the Word of God remains the same. His promises remain true for you. His promises are answered, yes, for you in Jesus. And you will still hear the words of forgiveness, of life and salvation announced to you in church. Whatever this year brings to you and for you, the gift of the Lord's Supper is here and will be here for you week in and week out. Those things, thanks be to God, do not change. Heed then Jesus' words to his disciples in that comfort of knowing that God's promises never change. Jesus says, stay dressed for action. Keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Or if he comes and you are not ready, that is, you do not believe, then you will be lost forever. When he comes and you are ready, that is, you have faith in Jesus given in baptism and strengthened in his supper, then you will be with him forever. And those words St. Paul wrote to the Romans, which have given comfort to so many in the midst of struggles in this earthly life, those words will come to pass forevermore. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. The Lord Jesus is your new beginning and your new hope this new year and forevermore. Amen.